once we had to go to a funeral program. Someone had passed away, so the ceremony was being held in Golders Green Crematorium there. So we began to drive there, then we reached the crematorium, and as you go into the gates, for those of you who have been there, you see there are big fields with graves, no? So we drove in, and then we parked the car, and then there was this big field full of gravestones. And just as we parked the car up and stopped the car, on the satellite navigator, the lady said, "You have reached your destination." Because my God, the sat nav is giving the Bhagavad Gita class today. Yes, this is the destination. Be in no doubt that one day we have to leave this world, but we don't like to think about it. Imagine you're going to Safari Cinema to watch a movie, and on the way there you meet one of your friends, and they say, "Oh, you're going to watch that movie?" You'll never guess what happens at the end. Say, don't tell me the end. If you tell me the end, how can I enjoy the show? So people don't like to think about death. But they say, as sure as the Chinese sayings, life is like a game of chess. Whether you are the king, the queen, the pawn, at the end of the game, everyone ends up in the box. Did you know 72% of people in this country, when they die, they haven't written a will? That's interesting. That means either they didn't want to think about it, or they just never thought it would happen to them. But it happens, because it happens to everyone. And therefore in this chapter, Arjuna is saying to Krishna, he asks many, many questions, and then he asks one question to Krishna. He says, "How can I make sure at the end of this life, when I have to leave this world, how can I make sure that I go back to Krishna? How can I make sure I go back to the spiritual world?" Krishna says to Arjun, "Anta kale chama meva smaran muktva kalevaram ya prayati samadbhavam yati nastyatra samsayaha." If you remember me at the time of death, then you will come to me. If you remember something else, then you will go there. And then Krishna adds a footnote to Arjun, and he says, unless you remember Krishna throughout your life, how will you remember Krishna at the time of death? One time one of our devotees was in Mayapur, and there Mayapur, the Ganga is flowing, and on the surface it seems very mild, but then when you go in, there's an undercurrent. So this devotee was in Mayapur on spiritual holiday, went into the Ganga, got taken away by the tide and was drowning in the Ganga. So, you know, he was gasping for breath underwater, finally trying to shout, get their attention, splash around. Finally, someone came and rescued that devotee from the Ganga, pulled them to the side. They got their breath back. This devotee said, "My God, that was close." The other devotee said, "Yeah, close." He said, "What were you thinking of when you were under the Ganga?" The devotee said, "You know, when I was under the Ganga and I was trying to breathe, then all of these bubbles were coming. And you know what came to my mind? mild green fairy liquid. You know this advert where it talks about bubbles. My God, that's what you were thinking about. I don't know if you would think about that. You may come back as the baby in the fairy liquid advert. I don't know. How will we remember Krishna at the time of death if we don't remember Krishna now? You know, there is a saying, those who work harder in times of peace, those who sweat in times of peace, save blood in times of war. While our life is peaceful, while our life and our health is there, we must engage ourselves in sadhana, in hearing and chanting very, very determinedly. Otherwise, when it becomes difficult at the time of death, how will you remember Krishna? And therefore, Krishna says to Arjuna in this chapter, remember me throughout your life. Engage in devotion to me. And by doing that, you will attain me at the end of life. At the end of life, we want to go back to Krishna because Krishna says his abode is that abode where every step is a dance, where every word is a song, where every act is an act of love, where all water is nectar, where all cows are wish fulfilling. Such a nice place. We want to go to that place, Vaikuntha, where there is no anxiety. Otherwise, we'll have to come back to this world, which is full of anxiety. Prabhupada once stopped. There was roadworks. He got stuck in a traffic jam. They got stuck in the jam and there was a sign and it said, roadworks, temporary inconvenience, permanent improvements. Prabhupada said, material world means temporary improvements, permanent inconvenience. Because things never go the way we like in the material world. Therefore, Krishna is saying, why do you want to stay here in the jailhouse, in the prison house of the material world? Instead, dedicate yourself. We have given so many lives to Maya, searching for so many things in the material world. Now just give one life to Krishna and get out of the jail. But it will only be possible if we remember Krishna at the time of death. And it will only be possible to remember Krishna at the time of death if we remember Krishna now.